Kevin, people who do jobs like me, we like to talk as if we know what we're on about confidence. We're all forever talking about players who are playing with confidence or they're playing without confidence, and what exactly it might mean. Looking at the last few games and the sudden shift from conceding a lot of goals to keeping it very tight in the last three games, I wonder whether confidence has something to do with that.
I think obviously confidence is a big part of it. Yeah, you know, we've kind of changed our style of play the last few games, which was much needed to get you know, some points on the board. To be honest with you, and you know, we've kind of changed our mentality a little bit, just to, as I said, to get them points that was like really, really badly needed. But yeah, I think confidence is a big part. You know, obviously high on confidence after a good three games. From letting in seven goals in two games to three clean sheets, you know, I'm sure no one could have seen that. But you know, we've turned it around for the time being, and hopefully we can just continue in that form.
The team showed a great deal of discipline in those three games, and I wonder, here's another cliche coming, I wonder whether there was a certain bit of, you know, back to basics, doing the straightforward things, keeping the other team out.
It was, yeah, it was definitely that. We made ourselves a really, like, kind of, as they say in football, a horrible team to play against, and that's the way, exactly where we were, you know. Brighton, for example, had probably 75% possession, probably. And, you know, we just made ourselves really hard to break down, and, you know, really just made it hard to play against, which is, you know, is what we need to do. You know, we're too open, we're leaking goals everywhere. But, you know, we've made ourselves really hard to beat, and, you know, the last three games has worked. We've not played as much football, obviously, because we've been defending so much, but, you know, we've defended for our lives, and we've got 9 points out of nine, and, you know, that's the way we need to play the time being to get some extra points on the board, and that's the way it's kind of got to be.
But that took a lot of concentration. It's one thing to say, well, we're going to defend well, but actually it took a great deal of concentration from the team to pull that off.
Yeah, it was, yeah. You know, everyone was constant in full 95 minutes of the game. You could see it. We were all dedicated to our individual jobs, which were different jobs for a few players in the team, including myself. But... we've done what was needed, I think that was the way to put it, is we've done what was needed to win them games. You know, we're going to a game on Saturday, which again is going to be a tough game, and we're going to go about it the same, and you know, hopefully we can go there and cause an upset.
And how do you see the season now? Because just coming up to Christmas, after those two heavy defeats, it was looking a bit shaky to say the least. But after those three wins, where do you see it now? Then you're sort of roughly in the middle of the table.
Well, I don't really know where we are in comparison to last year, but
not enormously different.
I can imagine it's not. Yeah, we had a bit of a bad spell last year as well, didn't we? So now, like, it's kind of similar, isn't it? We've put ourselves back in amongst it. You know, we're 5-6 points away from relegation zone, which we don't, like, a club like this shouldn't be down there at all. You know, everyone in the club knows that, and we've fought really hard and well to get back up to where we're slowly towards where we're going. We want to obviously be up around the playoffs area and stuff like that, and you know, that 9 points went a long way to achieving that. And you know, obviously, you miss out the West Ham game. We've got two big games at home coming up, where, you know, with the fans behind us, you know, we should go and give it a right old go to try and get 6 points. And you get 6 points now, that can put you really close to playoffs. And then there's a whole different season from what it was, you know, 4 weeks ago. So we'll be going around to that mentality at the end of the day. Pick up results, as many results as you can on the way into the final few weeks of the season.
And where does going to West Ham in the Cup fit into that then? Because you say there are big league games to come, two home games in a row, it gives you a big chance. But you want to go to West Ham and play well?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know, we don't want to go to West Ham and get beaten, and that's that. We're not just there for a day out, not at all. We want to go there and, you know, play our game amongst some of the best players in the Premier League. Everyone will be buzzing to play there. A few of the boys probably haven't played there before, so it'll be a great experience for everyone. But you know, we're going there, you know, in the aim to obviously, of course, try and go and get something. And we feel obviously with the way we played recently, that we can go there and we can cause an upset.
You're taking a very big crew of fans with you, and I thought it was quite telling that those tickets were pretty well sold out before Christmas when things weren't going very well.
How many fans are going?
I heard 3,000. Yeah. It'd been sold out some time ago.
Yeah, I suppose the fans have. I've been well with us, you know. They've stuck behind us, you know, especially last three games where it's probably not really the way they want us to play. But you know, it's one of the things. You know, we've got the 3 points and they've been behind us. You know, they've been great. They've been great for us, and throughout the whole season, to be honest with you. And at the end of the day, we just want to obviously repay the for the fans, repay the fans, repay the club with, you know, some good performances and get some points and hopefully like get ourselves up the table a bit more.